Chapter 12. Moving to Ireland. The Parkers still tried to sell Aunt Sarah's house, but every time Clive put a for sale sign on the house, somebody came and took it down. They couldn't understand it.
"Do you think Aunt Sarah is taking the signs down?" Clive asked his wife.
"No, they're too high," said Mary. "Sarah's frightened of high places." Of course, Brian knew who was really responsible. It was Finnegan. He knew Aunt Sarah must stay in her house. Clive returned to England to organise his art exhibition, and he took some of Aunt Sarah's best paintings with him and returned a week later with some very good news.
"Your paintings were a great success," he told Sarah. "An art collector wants to buy them for £30,000, and he wants more."
Aunt Sarah was very happy. "That will pay for the builders to start work on the house," she said. "Now I don't have to leave."
"Yes, it's a start," said Clive, "and you can make more money at the next exhibition. Then you can put electricity and a modern bathroom in the house too. We can get you a TV."
"I'll have everything I need then," Sarah said. "Please stay here too. I'll be very lonely when you leave." "I'm sorry, we can't stay, Aunt Sarah," said Mary. "Clive and I must return to work, and Brian has got school. He misses his friends and his sports club." Clive didn't put any more for sale signs up in the garden, and builders came to start work on the house. Mary advertised for a new housekeeper, but nobody was interested.
"What are we going to do?" Mary asked her husband. "We can't leave Sarah alone."
"Can't we stay on the island and take care of Aunt Sarah?" asked Brian. "I want to live here."
Mary and Clive looked at each other.
"Well, I'm tired of the traffic in London," said Clive. "And with internet and email, I can do my work from here. What do you think, Mary?"
"Well, there'll be electricity and two bathrooms in the house soon," said Mary. "And maybe I can get a teaching job in the school in Killorglin."
"I'm starting to make some friends here," said Brian. "All I need now is my computer and TV and all my discs."
"Okay, we'll tell Sarah," said Clive. "Then I'll go to London to prepare everything."
"You know, Clive," said Mary, "I really think we're doing the right thing." Sarah was very happy about the Parkers' decision. The builders finished the work on the house and they moved all their things into it. Brian started to go to the secondary school in Killorglin, and Mary got a job at the same school. Sarah felt safer with the Parkers there. She started to go outside to paint, and she was very happy with her new paintings. Clive was very happy too. He travelled to London once a month to sell Sarah's paintings. And what about Finnegan? Well, Brian never saw him again. His work was over. Aunt Sarah didn't need anybody to protect her anymore. She had her family with her now. But Finnegan was very grateful to the Parkers for helping his friend. So one morning, Mary found a beautiful new figure on her bracelet. It was a miniature leprechaun with a long grey beard, and it fitted perfectly on her bracelet. And when Brian opened the cupboard in his room, he found a beautiful fishing rod with a message on it. Leprechauns always keep their promises.
"Wow, my own fishing rod," he said. "That's the only thing I didn't have. Thanks, Finnegan. You really did keep your promise."